Most entrepreneurs and executives have goals and plans about how they want their company to succeed. But few have an effective strategy in mind to help them get there. So what can you do to achieve success over and over again? Meet George Chen. George is a serial entrepreneur for over 30 years, and George created 16 successful restaurant concepts, both in the United States and in China, including Betel Nut, Shanghai 1930, Roosevelt Prime Steakhouse, and now China Live in the heart of San Francisco's Chinatown. San Francisco's Eater Award voted China Live Restaurant of the Year. I'm Stephen Chan with the Imagine Talks podcast, and here is our episode with George Chen of China Live. Welcome to the Imagine Talks podcast, Achieving Success, Social Impact, and Overcoming Obstacles. My name is Stephen Chan. I'm your co-host for today, and I'm here today with George Chen. George Chen, it's fabulous to have you here. You're a renowned restaurant entrepreneur. You founded China Live, a food hall in San Francisco, California, that's comprised of casual dining and fine dining restaurants, bars. And you've also been involved in multiple landmark restaurants, Betel Nut, Xanadu, Shanghai 1930. You've also created an internet-enabled restaurant tech company. And this is my favorite, you're a UC Berkeley alum.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. It's wonderful to have you here with us.
Nice to be here.
George, I'm just curious, you know, for all the folks who are, you know, looking into this, the restaurant space and entrepreneurship, you've done an incredible amount of work. And where do you get your ideas and inspiration?
Well, I think you tend to hopefully not gravitate to your weaknesses, but to your strengths. And I guess when we were at Cal, you figure out what you want to do with your life. I mean, I was pre-med. I did pretty well, actually. I took the MCAS, and I also was interested in law, so I did LSATs. I went and worked on Wall Street because, you know, I love reading the journal and about the business affairs. And so after graduating from Cal 83, I actually started working on Wall Street. I enjoyed that. It was a challenge, but I found out that going after bigger accounts and doing more, you know, business. I was started out in brokerage and ended up in doing some investment banking at big firms: Merrill, Lehman, Drexel, Baird. They're all gone, but Merrill's now B of A. But I also worked in restaurants growing up, even though my family's from, you know, my father's an ambassador from Taiwan and we're from mainland. My grandfather's actually a general in the provincial government of Hubei province. Wow. But you know, when you come to America, it's a brand new place. I mean, I came here with shorts and a crew cut in '67 Summer of Love, you can imagine, right? So there was a lot of racism and prejudice, and you learn to fight through that. So, you know, America is a place where I think you have to look at as diversity, as we always remember at Cal, diversity is strength. Yeah. Our diversity is our strength, and be proud of your ethnic background. So it doesn't matter what you do, you have to be conscious of the fact that you're competing in a world and that has all kinds of people. That's why America is great, right? And the ethnic diversity and the backgrounds where I come from. So it doesn't matter what field that you find interesting, try to do the best that you can. You know, obviously everybody knows that, but you're going to have failures. You know, I'm sure that, though Silicon Valley, you know, routine is like, you know, if you don't fail, you haven't tried.
Yeah.
I always say to people, like Abe Lincoln's model, you know, you can't fail unless you quit. And sometimes you have to hand it up in certain situations, but you learn from that experience and you try and get a little bit better each day. You know, you're not always going to be straight ahead. You know, nobody's that lucky, right? So I think you just have to keep pushing, learn, have perseverance, and think outside the box. You know, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. Do what you love and love what you do. And I think ultimately that'll find you happiness.
That's it sounds like that's what you ended up gravitating towards when you were presented with all these wealth of choices. You mentioned being pre-med, pre-law. You have taken all those exams, going on to Wall Street. How do you end up saying yes to certain things, certain opportunities that were presented to you? Because UC Berkeley, Cal, there's just so many different
kinds of
majors. And
I was neurobiology and psych double major.
That's incredible.
I graduated, I think, with a record 254 quarter units. So the last quarter they had quarter units before semesters.
So you doubled. I double majored.
Okay. Yeah, and so it was, why did I do that? Because I was trying to find myself, right? I mean, it's not like I didn't want to get out of college. I mean, of course I did. But I think when I was, I have helped myself through school by working at lots of restaurants. I worked for Cecilia Chang, the famous grandam of Chinese food at the Mandarin while I was working, while I was going to school at Berkeley. Mm-hmm. And I had worked at 12 restaurants before that. So I had a very strong affinity towards the cuisine, but I knew it was really hard work, and there's a lot of unsavory elements to it too, because not all the restaurants then were operated like they are today. But after my career on Wall Street, I was covering Asia for Lehman Drexel, and I saw a lot of street food that I didn't see here, in Singapore, like the beer houses in Taiwan. And so I came up with the betel nut concept, and which is Asian street food, and it took me a long time to open that, and finally it did. It was a home, it was a grand slam, actually. It was James Beard best new restaurant nominee, and lines out the door, reservations for 2 months. It was the hottest place for probably in a couple of decades on Union Street, and that started my restaurant career. It was like jumping from the frying pan to the fire.
That's a good analogy. It's a very good analogy.
And so there it kind of started my restaurant career. I love the creativity behind it. I create all the food, the recipes, working with my chefs, but I'm the primary creative person with my wife, Cindy. And she helps me now with China Live, and she does all the curation for our retail side of the business. And so again, how do you find inspiration? Follow your instincts and then pursue, you got to do a lot of homework, right? Yeah. Like when I went and worked on Wall Street, I didn't have two nickels, but I was taking friends out who were in the business and interviewing them about what do you like about Wall Street? It was good days and bad days. And the more you learn, especially today, you have the internet at your fingertips. But there's nothing more than personal experience, and when you find something that you like, then work really hard at it.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And you've worn so many different hats. What does your day to day look like? What does your calendar look like? I imagine it's quite.
My calendar's pretty full.
Yeah.
Sometimes my associates or people are like, well, why are you emailing me at like 3:30 in the morning? I don't expect my employees or my associates or partners to read stuff from me at that hour. But sometimes you wake up and your brain's going, and you have to jot down notes. In the old days, I just had a pen and paper by my desk, by my bed, so I would write down things. So if you don't, then next morning I can't go back to sleep, right? Because it's on my mind. So nowadays, you pick up your phone and you type it in and get a message out and then make yourself a note. So my work schedule is very unlike routine, right? It's really 24/7. I do take time to enjoy myself. My wife and I travel extensively, and we always involve our culinary side of it. But when you're the boss and you put a project together, this sounds glamorous, but you're the last person paid. Okay, I mean, because you get paid from, generally it should be that you get paid from the profit line, and you're not taking it off the top. So I think that makes your schedule very, very flexible. You have to just keep pushing. There's no set schedule, but I get things done. I have a checklist at the end of the day, what I accomplished, what I need to do tomorrow. I have a to-do list, and it's It's never short.
It doesn't end, does it?
There's always new stuff happening, right? Yeah. And but you have to learn to prioritize and be organized.
You know, with the all the things that, of all things, like not just in your industry, your travels, and certainly at Cal, there were just so many people with superpowers there. How do you end up meeting people in your industry and keeping track of them all?
I think today, you know, you have tools like LinkedIn and even Facebook, but really, you know, when I was starting out, I remember when I was Wall Street days, you know, you were going to the Asian Business League, you know, things like that, and just networking.
Yeah.
Because when you start out, when I first started Mirror, I was a broker, so I opened 310 or 15 accounts in the first year, which is a record for at least for my office at the time. But so, you know, they're not going to come to you. It's not like, hey, I'm George Shen. Please open an account with me and let me trade your account. No, you have to give people's trust and you have to provide an excellent service and you hopefully you make the money, right? And so when you meet important people, don't burn that bridge and be honest with people. It's not always going to work out. Yeah. And then when you have some success, like now, you guys called me for the interview, right? But if I hadn't gone through some of the good times and a lot of bad times, you wouldn't be interested, right? So I think you really have to just keep in mind that that nothing is taken for granted. So you have to, you know, you're only as good as your last work, you know, and be happy with what you do every day.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Are there any sort of last words of advice for folks who want to follow what you do and maybe follow in your footsteps?
Well, investigate, do a lot of homework, you know, due diligence. It's easy to start something. It's much harder to shut it down, because it takes so much out of you, emotionally as well, and financially, obviously. But so choose well, and then find ways to do it better than other people. You know, we're here in the Bay Area, and they use the word disruptive a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look, I'm trying to change the perception of Chinese food. I'm not in technology. I had a technology company, and it was actually a really good one. Still probably some of the best business process algorithms because it involves my industry. I had inside sense of what works and what doesn't, right? And you kind of have to do what you know or you have a talent for it, right? Chasing money is not always the best thing. You know, I mean, everybody has different passions. For me, you have to, again, starting our interview, gravitate towards what you love and what you do best. And if you can do that, my mom used to say, it doesn't matter if you want to be a trash collector. If you're the best trash collector, you'll be fine. You know? And so I think, yang yang chu zhong yan, as the Chinese would say.
And what's wonderful too is that you're doing certainly what you're good at, but you've also found new ways of expression, new opportunities, taking Chinese cuisine upmarket with China Live. And it's just incredible just to see your work come to fruition. So thank you so much for joining us at Imagine Talks.
My pleasure being here, and I'm glad to be contributing to your great work that you guys do.
Awesome. Thank you, George.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode. To learn more about Imagine Talks, go to www.imaginetalks.org. Edge Interns and Mental Power Hacks supports this podcast. Edge Interns sources the best interns to the best companies. Learn more at EDGE, that's edgeinterns.com. Mental Power Hacks is where you'll get life hacks to boost your mental performance, productivity, and success. connect with us at mentalpowerhacks.com. Subscribe to us and get the latest episodes of the Imagine Talks podcast, Achieving Success, Social Impact, and Overcoming Obstacles. See you next episode.